staff of the of Parliament assisting the committee and everyone who is present here today. You're welcome. We might have a shorter or a longer meeting. I don't know. It will all depend on us. But I must say that we have a huge task on our hand. We work for the benefit of the majority of our people. You will bear with me, honorable members, today I'm using a different budget, so it may not be that good. So from time to time, I'm just using my phone, not the iPad or laptop. Maybe I'm still rural, beyond recognition of any skills that can be there. Without any further ado, are there any apologies?
Good morning, Chair, our members and our guests. I have received only one apology from Mr. Danga. His organizational commitment. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Having said so, we are supposed to be dealing with Hello?
Okay.
Yes, honorable.
My apology. When Ms. Boss spoke about the apology, I did not hear from who. I have a responsibility to know if it was from a member of the ANC. I did not hear who made an apology.
It's from Honorable Langa, who's the alternate for the EFF.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Honorable members, we are dealing with two issues. First is the minutes of the BFP, and then we will deal with the report, as members had suggested, that we must go and work out what could be the possible areas of consideration. And then subsequent to that, we will deal with the minutes of last week on the risk adjustment on energy. And subsequent to that, we'll go with the discussion, because members never had a proper discussion, the self questions of clarity to make a, to take a final decision, or not a decision, to finally agree what is it that is being recommended, if there is any, in terms of the finalization of the committee work that of last week. Can I check then with Ari the minutes? Number one, on attendance, number one. Number two.
Chair.
Honorable Matlaule.
On number one, I do want to contest, Chair, the fact that Honorable Malinga was in the meeting, was not participating, because of the issue she had mentioned that she wanted another committee.
He logged in.
I remember myself that she's in a meeting, but she may not be able to.
Okay. I think you are correct. I think that will be corrected. I think the apology was not the apology of absence. It was an apology of technical in nature. At some point, she, if I'm not mistaken, she even left the meeting before we concluded. I think that is one part which it can be corrected. Can we then continue, just correct that error? Two point three, all of the two. Then 3.1, 3.2. Three, four, and five. Honorable, is that Honorable Mylem?
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Mylem.
Chair, I'm just concerned that the resolution seems a bit wishy-washy. It doesn't give a clear indication of what the committee actually keeps to achieve.
I'm listening.
Yes, Chair.
It says the committee secretariat with the researcher to identify. I've got a small, I can't see the full of the sentence on my, because I'm using to identify areas in a report from the three presentation which needs to be taken forward by the committee.
Chair, my concern is that I should actually specify what those issues that are to be taken forward are.
Isn't it what the report is supposed to do? I think that's what it says. It's in the, that report must then be able to say these are the things that it suggests to be done. That's what members said they needed to be, get something that can direct them. That's what then when we adopted the minutes, we will be dealing with now. This is what the report says. It probably I can help. It even tries to even set up timelines. By this time, this may have to happen. It's more like a process. It must suggest a process. That's what it should say. Okay. Is there any mover of the minutes?
Chair, I move for the minutes.
With the amendment, ne? Yeah.
Yes.
Is everybody experiencing
technicalities that I speak and then I thought it's me only, but I heard the honorable Mylem talk that the network is not very good.
I wouldn't know, but as for now, I've heard you very well. Yes, there are some small, very small, unnoticeable glitches on your phone. But there's there has not. I don't think it's that we can't hear what you say. Let me put it like. But let's see as we proceed. If members have got a problem, oh yes, Aaron.
From my side.
Now I'm experiencing problem with your side. Now I see yours is even worse than Honorable. But it's not too bad, like Honorable Kula, Honorable Malinga, and Honorable Matobe. We have not reached the then gone Honorable Woman. We have not reached that level. Let me just say, I don't know on your side, Bram, from where I'm sitting, we have not reached that level where it is extremely difficult. I don't know if you struggle now, how much more with, I hope Honorable Matogwe and Malinga are positioned well. Yes, Honorable Matawuli?
Not as a sign of disrespect, can we be allowed to log off and log in again? Because I just listened to my voice and I listened to two times online mail. I just can't continue this way.
No,
Can I request that members that are not in the floor to mute their mics? Maybe that could be the reason that is taking that echo. And also, if Mr. Matlaule, maybe it just doesn't come right, he can get out of the meeting and come back again. Maybe the echo will be much. But whoever that is not on their mics.
Except me.
Yes,
you are in the floor.
Okay.
Can we allow
that?
No, you can voluntarily do so. Okay, thanks, sir.
But when you come, but you have moved the report, the minutes, is there any second of the minutes?
I second.
Now you are still excellent.
Okay.
Yes, Ari?
Yes, sir.
Can you now table the report?
You want me to continue, sir?
Yes.
All right. All right.
Basic two facts.
Yes.
Number one. Complexity in determining fuel price. I.e. Basic fuel price. Say the action required. Conduct further public / consultations. Other alternatives. Number two. Remove the 50% premium price cost. The department urgently engaged the price company of this issue. Continuation follow-up with the MRE, for example, briefings, written reports, etc. Number three, de-link the road accident fund from the BFP. Action required, policies reconsideration. Number four, the issue of deregulation products. The white paper on energy deregulation. Transformation of the wholesalers to compete to comprise the playing field, the passing field as per. Then number five, the issue with regard to the pipeline, which is owned by Transnet, who receives a tariff from NERSA. Number six, DMRE look into procurement of African supply oil. The committee need to find ways to integrate initiatives of pan-African parliament on the ground. Number seven, conduct a review of the price. Consider alternative domestic aspect of the BFP. It was emphasized that the high food prices have a socio-economic impact should not be ignored. Number eight, consider alternative sources. Action required, biofuel, technology, etc. from Anglo and Sasol. Then we continue with the state of finding share. Number one, the possible closures of number of refineries. Action required, ensuring sustainable supply of the refining fuel products to the African market. Number two, ensure maximum of fuel products when it's low in order to enhance our reserves. Ensure sufficient fuel reserves. Number three, closing of the engine refinery and ensure a smooth conversion of the refinery. Number four, Shell and BP are in the process of evaluating a number of options, including obtaining an operator for the refining asset. Action required, continuously monitor the process. Number five, importation of locally produced fuel products. Action required to ensure not adversely impacted. Number six, addressing increasing local refining costs. Action required. Development of a local mega refinery. Referring to the Saudi Aramco refinery. Number seven. Addressing the development of mineral resources. Action required. Establishment of a research institute for energy resources of a research institute specialized skills and other government institutions. Number three, sector education training authorities, CETAs. Number eight, amendments to legislation. In the event that legislation might impede or slow transformational processes, it needs to be amended. Example, the Petroleum Products Amendment. So that is that said. Basic fuel price and the state of refining in South Africa.
I'm finished. It's the mute and unmuting that I'm trying to, you know, when you use the phone, it's the worst experience you can have on this thing. Okay, honorable members, there is the proposal. I'm sure members would have got the research paper that was given. This is the work that we had to go through now to practicalize and deal with item so that we can see what becomes practical. Is there any take, honorable members? I hear your problem, honorable Lorima. I hope if honorable Masaule is back, is gonna share with us how did he do it.
Can
IT try and assist, please? I see the hand of Honorable Mylem.
Chair, thank you. I just want to raise an issue on number seven. If we could just scroll down to number seven, hang on. It was right near the end. It was there, seven. Okay. So can you just scroll across a little bit? There we go. So it says establishment of a research institute for energy resources, and that the country must have enough specialized skills base. Chair, I'm concerned that that's the role of FENERGY. We're basically calling for a new research institute to take on the role of FENERGY. I'm finished. Hey,
I'm talking, you see, that's why I'm saying this thing. I'm talking, but I've muted myself. Now I'm saying that's okay. I think you've got a point, Honorable Mylem. But the dilemma that we have, in any way, it might sound as if we're saying close sanity and bring something new. At this stage, there is this reconfiguration. Maybe we should, do you want us to take it out, or do you want us to say to ensure that there is an effective research institute for energy resources and that the country must have enough specialized skills base? Or you want us to take it, out completely?
Chair, perhaps you could put the wording ensure sufficiently resourced with adequate skills and skills and financial to deal with the research in the energy sector.
So we must talk about enhancing the capacity of Sanedi, no?
No, I think that's much better, Chair.
No? I don't think there's a problem there. I assume there's no... What is this? Honorable Maddock is going to fight with you. Why you say is the EFF resource? Yeah. Take out that establishment, whatever wording. I think that's what other members are saying. Take out that. Is there any other matter, honorable members?
There's a hand check.
Oh, it's Honorable Maddock. Yes, ma'am. Can you go ahead, Honorable Maddock?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the echo has found me as well. But anyway, I think on the issue of development,
of in world of minerals as well. We need to establish the manufacturing project of refinery, because my understanding is it will change altogether. And it would not make sense for us outsourcing will not
I don't want to distort. Maybe there were some areas where I couldn't hear properly, Honorable Matok, but I don't know whether other members they did hear. I don't want to for us to deal with something that we may. I'm tempted to say, can you please repeat? But if I'm the only one, I'm open. If you can repeat so that we don't misrepresent what you were saying.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure whether you can find it, but yours is really, really, now I can also say so.
Besides that echo or other thing, there is a serious network issue which could make us not to hear you properly. But can you try again?
Okay. Am I audible now, Chair?
Yes, I think.
Am I audible, Chair?
You are, Ms. Matokwe.
Okay, thank you very much. I was saying that we are speaking to point number 7. In addition to, I would say, I think we're equipping or we're resourcing the existing research unit. But what I was saying as well is that we need to look into creating establishing industries as well that will speak to manufacturing the equipment and the technology that is needed specifically for the energy sector, considering the fact that we are now shifting into new thing altogether. So it would not make sense for us to look into actually importing. We must actually start at establishing these industries. Thank you very much, Chair.
Who put Chair Ayan?
This thing of this technology. I don't know when did I mute myself. I was just saying, is there any take from honorable members on the point raised? I was just saying to Ari, I was looking that he was talking about electricity, that we are not dealing with electricity yet. We are still on fuel, or we call it petroleum. So, is there anything, honourable members, on the point that? But I don't think it's a contested issue in terms of building, ensuring that there is enough productive capacity, local productive capacity, as far as the manufacturing, local manufacturing is concerned. I think it's a matter that we can accommodate that. You see, when you look at these devices, is there any take, honorable members? Okay. In the absence of any any hands? Is this agreed that is the way that we will proceed?
Chair,
yes, Honorable Matawle.
So far agreed. So far agreed.
Okay. Any seconder?
Seconded, Chair. Seconded, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. It then actually means in our program, we will have to factor in all those issues that we say they need to be undertaken. We will also have to interact with the Office of the House Chairperson, looking on certain issues that probably will, I forgot, are we having that at the end of the two discussions, if we get time, we might have also to just share with members other possibilities of a high-squeezed program that we might have when we start again next week. Can we go to the minutes of, what was the date last Tuesday?
20th day.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Matawle.
I want to register the same concern about Honorable. She's there. Honorable Malinga. Okay, it's okay.
Yeah, you said that this time around is high up. Honorable Malem.
Chair, I have a concern about the heading. Both of those bullet points, the minister was not pressed.
Oh, it's supposed to be a briefing by the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. Yes. It's said that when we send the, unfortunately, there's a portfolio committee of parliament, but it's true. It was the department. Okay.
Ten.
Someone there is a, there is a some bit of information. We let's try and unmute our mask, our mic. Honorable Malen, Masaule.
I'm not sure whether I should look at what I see on the screen or what sent on my email because I see apologies indicate that Malinga apologized, but I am not sure whether if I follow this, I will be correct because Prof Nsimang, I don't know whether it's meeting or PFT meeting, and so I'm not sure whether this or what.
You lost me. Prof. Simag is written as present. The only apology written is that of Honorable Zungula.
We do follow what has been corrected, but my apology was sent to you was the absence of the prof being absent and Malinga being absent.
that. So here we have another massively expensive power procurement program. We cannot argue that there is a public perception of government corruption. So it is incumbent on us as members of the committee to ensure that the minds of the public are put at ease. And there are still questions about the duration of this powership contract, about the costs involved. We've heard about the political connections of those involved, being close to those in power and giving rise to a perception, at least, of insider tendering. There are still questions about the value for money involved, who the local partners are, what they're contributing, and how much more expensive that will make our electricity. That relates directly to our economic recovery. Lastly, I wish to note the rush that some members of the committee have to defend a contract which is opaque and suspect. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair, can I raise an order? Chairman.
Yes, I have myself.
Sorry, sir. I want to raise an order on the last statement. Made by Honorable Lorima. It is incorrect. Others are classified as defenders of a particular view and others as people who are saying in the same subject. If others are seen in the portfolio committee as defenders of a particular view. There is no need for us to be debating this thing because we are not debating amongst ourselves. If they are defenders, who are the attackers? Must we classify them as something else? It can't be. We are debating as the portfolio committee entrusted by the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. We can't be told that when we debate issues, we are defending certain issues. It's not correct, sir.
Okay. Honorable member, you know, make my chairing of the meeting much easier. There is a presentation by the department on the
chair.
Yes, Honorable Malinga, I'm trying to streamline. I don't want to chair things that are not going to.
I want to come in before you streamline change.
Yes, what is it, Honorable Malinga?
Chairperson, greetings to yourself. Members of the portfolio committee and our table staff, and the department, if they are in the meeting, and all other people in the meeting. Chairperson, listening to these discussions, they are really not in the public interest. This committee is ensuring that we have a stable supply of energy in the country. We have a presentation that was brought before us, and if we need some issues to be clarified about that presentation, it's up to this committee to say, department, come back and clarify these issues, not cast aspersions. It's not correct, Chair. It's really tiring. Because we are starting May soon, and from what I've heard, Eskom is intending to load shed us.
Chairperson?
Honorable Malinga, are you still on the floor? Or have you cut off? Honorable Malinga? Okay. I'm a very, very patient chairperson. Honorable Mylam?
Thank you, Chair.
I just want to say that in addition to what Honorable Malinga said, that the stability of electricity supply is in public interest. And he's absolutely correct about that.
But equally so, ensuring that our procurement processes
are above board,
there is no hint of corruption, that we follow the rules,
and that we do things correctly.
And that's also in the public interest.
And when we raise these concerns to
the public interest, we then get shot down.
So,
I got kicked out, so when I come back in, Mylam is talking about my name.
No, yes, I'm going to come back to you after. No, okay, Honorable Malinga. Honorable Mylam, many members have referenced, for instance, Honorable Kula made reference to a statement made by Honorable Mylam. So I don't want a situation where I cannot clarify or I cannot echo a statement that has been made by another member. The only thing is when a becomes wrong is when a member is attacking another member, becomes personal, not engage on the topic that is at hand now. So I don't want to say it is wrong to mention the name of a member or to respond to a statement that the member would have made in the meeting. What would be wrong is when then that statement attacks the character of the person. That is what, for me, I think it will be wrong. Can I allow, I know you were kicked out. That's why I allowed Honorable Mylam to come in, because we were kicked out. I hope you are still here. I can't see you again here. Can you continue, Honorable Mylam?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, as I was saying, I agree 100% with Honorable Malinga that the stability of electricity supply and the security of electricity supply is of paramount importance. However, it is equally in the public interest to ensure that any procurement processes are above board and without any shadow of doubt or hint of corruption around them. Now, in this particular case, it appears, and I want to make it very clear, it's not something that I can say definitively this is the situation. I can't, which is why I call for an investigation. And it is the role of this committee to initiate such an investigation into the processes behind the awarding of these bids. I want to make sure that the processes are above board. I want to make sure that proper procedure was followed, that all the people involved do not have any tainted or question marks over their heads. So that's what an investigation must do. As Honorable Lorimer said, we've been down this road before. We saw the corruption that emerged in the Madupi and Kwasile contracts. We've seen it in the arms procurement deal. We've seen it in Kanza issue. And in every single case, Parliament was found wanting for not actually doing its job and making sure that there was effective oversight. So what I'm asking for here is that there be oversight over this procurement process, that we look into it, that we investigate it. I'm not saying write it off. I'm saying let's make sure for ourselves that we are happy that this was all above board. Because all we have now is the word of some members of the department, and we all know how much that is worth. Thank you, Chair.
Chair,
honorable members,
Chair, bear with me, and I apologize for doing this. You see, Honorable Mylam, on the second part where he makes his submission, makes a lot of sense. But we must place it in record that what we were objecting to is that when there is a debate about a certain issue, whether it's procurement or what, it is incorrect for a member to classify those that are not agreeing with a particular person as people who are attacking this view or not that view on the basis of that they may be part of such things. When you raise the issue like he has done now, it's well to raise an issue and not cast aspersion on members who do not agree with you. The point of order is that, okay, let's leave the earlier point that was made by Honorable Lorima that we must enter into this debate because others are defending a certain view and not another view. It's submissions. I don't even know who is Club Power, by the way. But I make a point on the basis of what is presented to me. It can't be that I'm labeled as defending this or that. Now, I would want to support what Honorable Malem at the end is saying in agreeing with Honorable Malenga. But let's cut the issue that when you debate an issue, you'll be labeled this or that. We may as well label anyone who is differing with what we are saying because we think we are correct. There's nobody who is who has the wisdom, the ultimate wisdom of correctness in this committee. We are saying don't cast aspersion on other members. You said, Chair, if anybody is character assassinating any other person in the committee, it's wrong. Equally, I want to submit that if you are character assassinating members of the committee in what they are submitting to the committee, it's wrong. That's my point of order, Chair.
Okay, but let's agree, Honorable Malem did not say so.
My apology, and I really apologize. There are two submissions that Malem made. And I'm saying I'm agreeing with the latter. Before Honorable Malenga came back and questioned why Honorable Malem is talking about the earlier submission. Was moving on the stage by Honorable Lorim. I'm making that point.
Okay. I want us to deal with something that will help this committee. No, honorable members, I know when we come to meetings, all of us, this is an unfortunate thing at times of human character. When we come to meetings, we come with positions, with views, and at times we want to push them and go and preempt. From where I'm sitting as a chair, I'm trying to get the context in which members are. That's why I said I want to allow members. Under normal circumstances, and I'm not questioning, please help me also as a chair, but I'm also a member of the committee anyway. The department makes a presentation. I've even had a response, that's why I'm saying from where I sit as a chair, I've even had a response from any members saying, but 1, 2, and 3 is not what is supposed to happen. First, I accept that a committee of parliament has got the responsibility of ensuring that the executive accounts and it accounts for its actions. We can go back, we look at the rules and what is the role of a portfolio committee of parliament. Now, when that presentation is made, two things emerges as a form of accountability measure. One is to dispute what is on the table. For an example, the question would be, and I think those are the things for me I would have thought members will deal with. Was according to the department as it presents, we did 1, 2, 3. Is it exactly what happened? Is there something that we were uncomfortable with on the procedure or the process? For an example, I don't want to use a strong word or a complicated word. If you put a tender, public tender, was there the time duration of that tender, the proposed requirements that must be possessed, and did this and finally meet all the necessary requirements? I don't want to go the route, maybe Honorable Milam, and I think it's good that there is a conjunction between what you raise and Honorable Mashaun. But for me, the duty and the responsibility of the committee is what probably you were raising towards the end. To say, having received the presentation, can we get clarity now on 1, 2, and 3? That's a duty of the committee. I don't want to call it an investigation. For me, I can call it an accountability measure. That, for example, did you advertise, if it was advertised, when and for how long? What were the requirements that were contained? So that whether then, based on the answers given, is there a need or a basis then to subject this to more inquiries than the accountability measure. So I would love that to say on the presentation itself that has been presented, so that we don't, because the risk that we're going to do now is an impression that there was no presentation made to the committee. And therefore we are not responding to that presentation. We may find that we are using what we have already prepared ourselves for. So when we draw a distinction, and I'm saying this thing with extreme carefulness, that sometimes accountability and interest may find themselves conflicting. So that we can be able to say, on the basis of what now we have received, how do we take out one at the expense of the other? Was this not what was there before that could have advantaged this one? I'm just trying to from where I'm sitting to understand what is the attitude of the committee, for to put it crudely, on the presentation made to it. So that we talk to that presentation. If we want to punch hole on the presentation, we punch hole on the presentation, or we then say, based on these presentations, we don't think this had happened, and in our view, this is what we think should have happened, so that the department can account for its actions. And that's, to me, if I'm wrong, please bear with me, honorable members, but my fear is that we seem to be moving from a premise that says there was never anyway an issue that was put in front of the committee as a form of presentation. If I can get a discussion that is streamlined in order to assist us to say, based on the presentation that has been given, we need 1, 2, 3, so that if the department has to go back and give us more information on certain things, if that is required, if they can't, they will have obviously to give us reasons why such and such an information or cannot be given. I want us to, that is why I was saying, I don't want to come as myself and say, this is what is it. I must confine myself to how the execution of accountability is concerned. I still see the hand of Honorable Mailam and Honorable Lorima. Honorable Mailam.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'd like to bring it back to the actual presentation. In the presentation, it was referred to that there was a process that was followed. They referred to the adjudication process and the technical specification and technical qualifications. What was not discussed and what was not brought to our attention was the scoring. It was not brought to our attention who sat on those panels, who made the final awards. It was not brought to our attention that all of that was above board. Now, if we can assure ourselves that that was above board and that due process was followed in those panels and adjudication committees and the like, then
on,
I think
on that's a point of order, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Mashaule.
Chair, this is a committee of parliament. Overseeing the processes undertaken by the executive. But can't deal with the word adjudication of a tender. Can't even arise.
Honourable Mashaule, let's say that's the argument. You will be allowed to make your point as an argument. That is the view that Honourable Mylem feels it's supposed to be. I'll allow you to come back and express your view on what becomes the role and the task of the committee. Can you continue, Honourable Mylem?
Thank you, Chairperson. As I was saying, so we were told that this process had been followed, but we were not given detail of that process. Then subsequently, it emerged that various individuals were involved. The length of the award was made public. I raised in committee last week that this process is not seemingly the most cost-effective solution, given exchange rate fluctuations, the price of LNG, etc., and that there was absolutely no need to enter into a 20-year contract to amortize capital costs, because there are very few capital costs with regard to the power ships in particular. So all of that then raises a huge question mark in my mind as to why that particular solution was awarded the bid. And that then warrants further investigation, which is what I have called for. And I've called for it from my very first submission in today's meeting. I don't believe that I cast aspersions on anybody, but I would like to reiterate that we need to make sure for ourselves that the process was above board. I'm not asking this committee to play adjudication committee. I'm not asking this committee to reopen the bids or anything like that. All I'm asking is that we investigate and satisfy ourselves that the processes followed by the department in awarding these bids was without any manipulation, was without any political interference, was without any consideration as to who was involved in the project, and that the best projects were awarded those bids. That's what I'm asking. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Chair, I think you need to unmute.
Chairperson, Ari, boss.
Yes, Mr. Mashaule.
Yeah, can you locate the chair?
I think chair is out now, but I'll call him aside. He's out of the meeting. Yeah, I think there's a network problem on him. So I'm going to call him now. Chai is trying to come back in the meetings because he's not even answering the phone because he's using his phone. Chairperson, can you hear me? Where are you fine now?
Finally, I'm back. Sorry about that. I don't know where to start because I was kicked out again, or the system on my side failed me. I don't know which one happened. So I found myself not being in operation, and I couldn't even write. Where do I start? Guide me. I don't know what was happening in my absence. Also.
Mr. Chair, Honorable Milam had finished. You had said my name. I'm not sure whether I can go next.
I didn't hear him, except the first part. I know the first part is the one that he was talking about, what the areas of scrutinizing, which is at a point where Honorable Mashaule objected. I allowed then Honorable Milam to continue. I don't know how far he continued and realized that he was talking in the absence of the chair. But if there is any, I assume members would have heard, and if he needs to come back and clarify certain things, I will do that fairness. Can you call, let me give you Honorable Lorima?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I think the point that we're coming to is that certainly in my view, the presentation that we had on these projects was deficient. Some answers weren't given or were unacceptable, like the answer on why we needed a 20-year contract. And there was the specious comparison made that this was like a bond on a house. You had to keep paying to keep the costs down. But the problem is that at the end of this contract, we don't end up owning those power shifts. This is just a rental contract. It's not a buying contract. So we don't need a 20-year contract. We need to go more deeply into this to find out the real reason or one that will satisfy us, Mr. Chair. We also have other questions which I'd like answered. How much capital will be invested? What will be the return on investment? How much has the requirement for local participation, and specifically the BEE requirement, raised the cost of the project and the cost of electricity? Now, this was a question that I asked, Mr. Chair, and the department didn't answer. And if you remember, we ran out of time.
Ooh. Are you done, Honorable Lorima?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fortunately the department is here. That's why I said we if we deal with those issues It is up to the department then to provide the answers even now, not even tomorrow. Honorable Mashaule.
Thank you very much, Chair. I guess you're taking me back to the objection I made, and I still make that objection now. You know, Chair, I'm at pain to understand what is going on here, because I don't know who Car Power is and what is the problem. I'm not getting the sense of what the problem is, but I'm at pain at hearing members of a committee wanting us to adjudicate on what the department did right, what the department did not do right, and all of that, on an issue of procurement. And I'm raising this because details are put forward to say we don't know what the term of the why they are given 20 years, what the price would be, what it's not our place to deal with such things. And if we allow this committee to be dragged into that, we are setting a wrong precedent. You know, if possible, and members of parliament think there's something untoward about this tender, which I don't know why one company is targeted and the rest are not, why don't we take it to SCOPA? It's not the right committee to deal with this. I personally don't want to be dealing with procurement issues that do not even involve me. I don't know why I must be dragged into understanding why this one gets 20, this one must get 5 years, this one must get 10 years, and all of that. I don't think I am in the right committee to deal with such things, Chair. And I think it's an abuse of power we don't have. Why don't we take it to SCOPA or take it to court or take it elsewhere? It doesn't belong to the committee that I think I'm assigned to deal with issues that they are not linked to procurement. I don't want to be dealing with procurement. I don't want to be accused tomorrow of exercising the power that I don't have. If there is something untoward and members feel that there's something untoward, let's take it to SCOPA, let's take it to court, let's take it anywhere else, because it may be brought to us to say, what is your view as a committee? We ought not to have a view now, because what is happening here, I just don't understand why we are entering this space that we're not supposed to be entering, Chair. You will give a guidance, Chair, as a Chair, but I feel like I'm in a different committee that is exercising or attempting to exercise power that it does not have.
Someone please be in the background? Ish. There is a lot of noise.
It's Honorable Malam, is not muted.
Okay. Can you mute Honorable Malam? Yeah, thank you very much. Honorable Valencia. Angimboni, where is Honorable Maling?
Sorry, Chair, Ms. Malinga is experiencing some challenges. So okay. I said he wrote some of her comments on the box.
Okay. Did you? Your network is a disaster, Honorable. Your network is a disaster, Honorable Malinga.
Greetings again. I might be wrong.
Can you try and find a better position, Honorable Maling? We can't hear
you.
I think.
Not
at all. Not even a bit. Can you try in the meantime find another spot? Check another good. DJ.
Morning. Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members.
Yes. There are questions that are being raised that seek clarity. And to have a take.
Thank you very much, Chair.
That's why I said you must come back to the committee.
Yes, indeed, Chair. We are here with the team from the department.
Okay.
DDG Mbele is here.
Is that the word I hear? Is that Honorable Volmarans?
Yes, Chair. I had my hand raised and I would have wanted to comment before the DG with regard to the foregone conversation that we've been having.
I wanted us to okay, let me allow you.
DJ,
you will come in after Honorable Volmarans has made his point.
No, Chair, I wanted to have a bite shortly after Honorable Matlaudi. With regard to the entire report, as far back as when Honorable Matlaudi was questioning that Mr. Mokoro or Mahoro's name, and with what we had discussed before, one, there was an assertion that the DG Thabo Mokoena might be part and parcel of the transaction, and it was clarified on that day. But at the same time today, Honorable Malem is further clarifying that it is a Mr. T.G. Mokoena, who through his own investigation shows that he was politically aligned or has been an advisor to both other ministers. But coming back to the discussion that we have, the minutes that we have in front of us, the explanation that we have had, I'm inclined to agree with Honorable Matlaudi to say that if we start investigating on minutes that we have, trying to refer the matter for investigation ourselves, trying to get it to scope, but trying to get all the other stuff, including getting deeper into what the amounts are, how it has been done, we are trending or we are sampling on the policies that relates to procurement in the department. Now, if we do that, I think we'll be jumping the gun, and at the same time, would also be getting into the space of the officials and the DG. And at a later stage, we would not be having anything to hold them to account to because we have already interfered in the matter as a portfolio. So I say suffice for the report, for the items that we have raised, for the issues that are on the table, the report, the minutes that I agree is what we have been discussing. It is upon the department when they finalize the report. And if anything comes out of that, it is then that the person can be in a position to say, let us look and investigate. But by mere association with some ministers and so forth, and at the back of our mind, whatever is happening in other fora, it might be premature and not in the interest of the committee in this discussion to discuss investigations and or referrals at this time. So I would concur with Honorable Matlaudi on that point, Chairperson. Thanks.
Advocate Mukwan.
Uh, Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members of the PPC on Resources and Energy. We have a team in the call, in the meeting. DDG Mbele is here, and also the head of IPP office, that is Mr. Bennett Magoro, is also in a meeting. They would add, Chair, I just want to deal with one or two issues.
Is it Magoro, DDG, or Magoro, or Mugoro?
It's Magoro.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Ari and Ayanda, you here, ne?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Continue, DG.
Yes, Chair. Now, the issue, because if you deal with procurement, you don't be specific, or you don't only give specific rules to company A or to company B. All the rules are applicable to all the participants, the bidders. Now, the issue of a 20-year period, I want to confirm here that it is not only applicable to one company that you are dealing with here, Chair, which is Car Powership. It is applicable to all the companies that have participated in this risk mitigation program. The other issue, Chair, that I want to confirm is that after 20 years, all the projects are going to be decommissioned. I think I should just make this point. Perhaps on the question of the economic development requirements.
Sorry, DJ, I couldn't hear you. I don't want to lie. On my side, this
okay.
Said the other issue, and then from there you cut off from me.
Okay, sure.
I hear the part you talked about, the that all of them, they've got a 20-year contract. That one I had it. Then it was the second part that we were making that you cut off on my side.
That after 20 years, all the projects are going to be decommissioned. That is the point here that you, I'm sure you have missed. Are you covered, Chair?
Yeah, okay. No, that's fine.
Okay, no, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Now, on the economic development requirements, we have looked at the following. The team can amplify these points if there is a need. We would also deal with the issue of the score. Bennett and Mbele, they will deal with that. Now, we have looked at the local content. We have looked also at the local ownership, skills development, job creation, socioeconomic development. Now, we are looking mainly also on local communities, and the whole aspect in regard with enterprise development and also management control. Those are the requirements that companies had to comply with. Whoever that had to be assessed in line with those economic development requirements. And so that is a process that we have gone through. I think, Chair, without re-overemphasizing the point that we have made when we appeared before the committee here, that even when it comes to the physical environment where the evaluations are being done, you will be shocked in terms of security. And even when it comes to access, I mean, without really getting into details. Now, this is one program I think we can all learn a lot from it in terms of how strict is this process. And we have mentioned here that we have transactional advisors, people that have advised on this process, who are technically sound, who understand the processes. I think then the debate can be, maybe we must take it back to those people if there is any suspicion on manipulation of the process. And so I don't know how that can be. To those people that we have appointed to do the evaluation on behalf of the IPP office and the department. I think, Chair, as I have made a submission together with the team last week, that we sleep without any worries about this program, because we know that in terms of the compliance with the law, we have done our part as the department. Now, let me invite DDG Mbele to come in. He will be followed by the head of IPP office, Mr. Bennett Magoro. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Over to your colleagues.
No, thanks, DG. Good morning to you. Good morning, Chairperson and Honorable Members. Chairperson, I'm going to try and attempt to respond to some of the questions. You will notice, Chair, that my response will be a repeat of what we said last week. The first thing, Chair, that I want to touch on is the point that was raised that we never explained who was involved in the evaluation process and Chairperson, I think it was slide 7 of the presentation that we did last week, where we had indicated that the program is run in a manner that the department mandates the IPP office to develop the request for proposal and to assist with the evaluation of the bids. We then also explained that the IPP office, because it's a limited team and because this kind of project, like we did with renewable energy, are very specialized, the IPP office appoints a team of transaction advisors. We then also indicated in the presentation that the team of transactional advisors consisted of two teams. The first team was responsible for assisting the IPP office in developing the RFP. We went on to explain that we had a financial team or financial advisor, which was made up of Ernst & Young and Ramwezisi, an up-and-coming company. We had a team of transaction advisors for economic development, which was Ledwaba Mazwai. We had technical advisors, which was WSP Group Africa and Amanda Engineering. And we had legal advisors, which was Weber Wenzel. We then also explained that even with the bids, once the RFP was designed and presented to the department and the bids were received by the bidders, a team of transaction advisors, and maybe here I must use the word independent transaction advisors, were also appointed by the IPP office, where they assisted
you
the IPP office.
On my side,
Can you hear me, Chair?
Babum Bale.
Yes, sir. Yes, Chair. Hello. Hello.
Pemba. Try and find it. You said your last point, you completely.
Sir.
Disrupted yourself. If you can.
Sir. Ayan.
Yes, Mr. Masawane.
With all due respect, can you advise the chair that he is the problem? We are hearing Didi Jimbele very, very loud and clear.
Okay, I'll speak to him. I see he's out again. I think there's a network problem with him.
DG, I take it I must wait for the chair to come back.
Yes, DG Jimbele.
Okay, thanks.
Ari and Honorable
Mr. Pula.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
I'm okay, man. I have got a suggestion because the chair has been breaking for a number of times in the meeting.
Yes, and that I'm
has to reach a conclusion.
Okay, what is your suggestion, Mr. Pula?
My suggestion was that let's appoint an acting chairperson, so that when the chairperson breaks, we don't need to pause the meeting. The acting chair can just pick up so that the meeting continues. Because I agree with the issue raised by Honorable Mahlaude that we hear TD Jimbele quite loudly as members of the committee. It's only the chair maybe that has got an issue that we don't allow him to derail the meeting. That if there are challenges, let those challenges be addressed on the side But let's allow the meeting to continue under an acting chair. Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Kula. I hear you loud and clear. The chair is back now, but your suggestion is noted. I think that will help us a lot. Chair, can you hear us?
I also did not hear a DG and DD Jimbele. So it's not only the chair. So if you appoint an acting chair, I'll be left out. I also did not hear the I don't know whether I missed my network or something. I don't know.
Can I have a suggestion, Ayanda?
Yes, Mr. Mahlangu.
I am just a minute away from the chair. Can I give him my gadget and the chairs from this gadget, and I'll log in from my phone, because I rather have connection problems than chair having connection problems. Just
please
a minute.
Do so, Mr. Mahlaule. That will help us a lot.
Okay.
Chair, did you hear that? I see you are in the meeting. Mr. Mahlaule is going to come to you and borrow. He's out again. Please do so, Mr. Mahlaule. You can go to him so that you can proceed.
I'm in now.
Oh, okay, Chair.
Yeah. You can continue in the meantime. Once I'm still waiting for that one and see whether the problem is the guy.
Okay, can I continue, Chair?
Yes.
All right. Chair, I had just the point I was making, I think before we lost you, was that I was just reading out from the presentation that we did last week, the various transaction advisors that we used. I read out the transaction advisors that we used for the request for proposal through the IPP office, and I was about to read out the transaction advisors that we used for the evaluation of bids. So the bids were evaluated by a team of transaction advisors, and the governance as well was overseen by an independent transaction advisor company. And for the financial evaluation of the bids, we used PricewaterhouseCoopers and Mvuno, which is a small company. We use for economic development, it was Letrema. For technical advisory, it was WSP and Amanda. For legal advisory, it was Weber. And for governance, it was Click and Mend. These two processes, the process of developing the request for proposal and the process of evaluating the bids, it all happens at the IPP office, overseen by the team at the IPP office. But as I indicated, the actual evaluation uses these independent transaction advisors. This is the information we presented last week. So I hope this clarifies the question that was raised about who was involved in the evaluation. And I think I also explained last week then that then the output of this process then does come to the department, to the bid the bid adjudication committee, which focuses mainly on process issues. You know, the IPP office presents the outcome, and from a governance point of view, the BAC would look at procurement process issues and then would make a recommendation to the DG. And I can say it here that the recommendation to the DG was made with no change to what was recommended from the IPP office. I hope this clarifies the process that was followed in dealing with this issue. The second point, Chair, that maybe I should touch on is the point that was raised last week that I responded to, and I think was repeated today around the 20-year contract. I think the DG touched on it. All IPP procurement programs, the assets are generally, or the project is procured for the duration, which is 20 years, which again, to emphasize, this 20 years is nothing new. All the bid windows of renewable energy, starting with bid window 1, including bid window 5 that went out now, the tender that goes out says that those projects will be done for 20 years. So the 20-year was not peculiar or was not new to the risk mitigation. And Chairperson, I think DG also touched on this point, is that you issue one RFP, and when you evaluate, you can't, after everybody has bid, then, because you see that company A has managed to meet the criteria that you put out, and you go to them and say, no, because you are different, I now want to contract with you different from what I put out. That will be irregular. So all the 11 projects and the 8 that the minister already announced under the risk mitigation, they all have 20-year contract shepherds. And we did even last week explain that there was a functional criteria that all projects were evaluated on first to make sure that they meet the specification that was put out. And once they made, I think we represented that 17 projects out of the 28 made that cut. And out of the 17 projects, when we looked at the pricing, now you and the economic benefits that they are committing to, the projects that came out, it was the 11, and they took the entire 2000. The 11 projects were the ones that actually gave a cheaper cost of energy compared to the rest of the projects. Hence, those projects were proposed to be put forward. The other issue, Chair, that I must move on is the one around, I think there is an interesting question around, I think the way I understand it, it's, the question is around, it's questioning the benefits or the value add or the cost added, if I may put it that way, of economic empowerment, Black economic empowerment. Unfortunately, for the program follows the triple PFA requirements, which indicates that we have to comply with the triple BEE code. So when we procure, BEE is a requirement as part of the procurement. And I think the question that is being asked is that we must go and calculate the additional cost burden on the electricity consumer that is imposed by including BEE. It's not something that we do, but I think if we give in time, we'll go and we'll do it. I think it will be fair to do it for all the programs, even the procurements that we undertook in the past, because then we'll be able to do a fair comparison. Otherwise, you will be singling out one, but it's whereas this is something that is applicable to all the projects. On the issue of, I don't know if I had addressed the issue of the 20-year contract, and the point that is repeatedly made around the example around the bond not being relevant. I think the point that needs to be understood is that all projects at the end of the 20-year, they reach the end of life. I think there was a question last week even about the rehabilitation of sites at the end of the project life. That's why even the renewable projects, there is a need for them to make available rehabilitation funds, because the program design is such that at the end of the 20 years, you have to demolish and rehabilitate the site that is there. So equally, whether at the end of the 20 years the ship will sail away, the same thing will happen to facilities that are built there. And especially with other technologies, the same thing that we're experiencing now with Eskom is that you do reach what we call end of design life, because the bidders will design the plant and to the extent that they will recoup the money, which is over the 20-year period. They wouldn't build a 50-year plant when they've got a 20-year contract. I think those are the issues I wanted to touch on. I might have maybe missed the others, but I will allow SDG directed. I'll allow Bernard maybe
to address the other. Thanks, Chair. Thank you, DG Mbele. Thanks, DG. Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to honorable members. I think DG and DDG have addressed most of the questions, perhaps.
Mr. Mukoro.
Yes, Mr. Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson.
Last time I made a mistake, and I did this also to Mr. Mbele. Can I correct it? I've never seen your face.
I will only see the face of the DG. I don't even know whether Mr. Mbele still looks like the one that I know. Can you try, even if you want to reinforce your network, just to see the person you are talking to? I made the mistake on Mbele. You will have to come back and say, it's here, it's me, Chairperson. Can we just see the face? Then you can switch off again your... Yes. Then you can then switch off if you like it. Then when you have seen whom you are talking to. Continue.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning again, honorable members. I am Bernard Magoro, as the DG has corrected. I'm the head of the IPP office. DG and DDG have addressed some of the issues. There's just one issue that was raised around the scoring. We are in full compliance with the PPPFA. And the scoring was based on 90% was on price, and then the other 10% was on economic development. Under economic development, we've got 7 elements which were all considered and rated exactly the same across all the bidders. And those elements contributed the 10%, and then the 2 scores, the price and the ED score, then allowed us to do the ranking from the bidder that got the highest score to the one that got the least scores. And that was on the 17 bids that DDG Mbele has already indicated that they passed the first step. And then out of the 17, then the 11 are the ones that made it to fill up the 2,000 megawatts that we were procuring. So that is how the scoring works. The elements DG Mukwena has listed them. So it's job creation, skills development, socioeconomic development within the communities where the projects are located, local content, ownership, both in terms of South African ownership, which was the threshold thereof was 49% of these projects has to be South African owned. And then 30% of which must be black owned. And then the other one was a contribution towards enterprise development. And lastly, it was around management control, where we specify the minimum positions that should be held by local South Africans. And just to add there, in the development of this scorecard, Chairperson, we work very closely with the DTIC and the National Treasury in line with the PPPFA and the BEE codes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Magoro and Mr. Mbele. Back to you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, DG. Now I think we're doing what we're supposed to do. I see the hand of Honorable Mailem and Honorable Lorima.
Can I go ahead, Chairperson?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I welcome this explanation. I had noted the transaction advisors that were included in the process. My question was more about the decision-making authority, who had taken the decision. And we had some clarity, although I would welcome a little bit more on that. I would appreciate, however, seeing the scoring. I'd like to see the scorecard. I'd like to see how each bidder was scored so that we can understand exactly what each bidder received and how that was awarded to them. Because as it stands now, We're told that the scoring took place via the transaction advisors, then went to the IPP office, and they made a recommendation to the DG. But what we don't know is, did bidder A score the full 10% for local content, and bidder B score 0? And if so, why they scored that? So
I'm sorry, but this is not something that can be just brushed under the carpet. We need to know exactly how these scores were calculated. We need to know exactly what score each bidder got. And it's not something that we can fob off to SCOPA or to the courts, as Honorable Makwale suggested, because this is something that is directly the responsibility of the Department of Energy. And that falls under us. And once we've had the clarities that we seek, then it goes away. But until then, we're going to keep harping on about the fact that this is essentially an opaque project. And Honorable Malinga asks in the chat group, why the interest in the scoring now? The interest in the scoring is because it appears that this project has been manipulated. I'm not saying it has. I'm not saying it hasn't. I'm saying the appearance is one of manipulation. And so we would like to dig into it and make sure that everything is above board. And that's our job as members of parliament. And like it or not, you can't walk away from that. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Chair, can I go? Yes, thank you. Just following up from my colleague, not only the story, but I'd like to see the request proposals. I'd like to see how you phrased it, that we needed a 20-year project duration. The reason for this is it just seems to me common sense that if you were to build a combined cycle power plant on land, it's going to be a lot cheaper than building a power plant on a ship. So how come a ship can get in? Now, a ship is great because it can start pretty quickly. You can basically sail it into the harbor and pretty soon you can hook it up to the grid, whereas building an onshore plant is going to take you 2 or 3 years. But this comes back to the question of why we're asking, why is it a 20-year period for what amounts to what is usually more expensive power because it comes on a ship? So we need to satisfy all these questions. So thank you, Mr. Mbele, for offering to work out the cost of the BEE requirement. I think that would be very valuable information. Also, the cost of local management. And I realize that you are here conforming to codes that were set by other people. But as an oversight body, we need to know what those codes are costing us. It seems bizarre to me that I want a service. I say I want the service at this price. You don't then say, I'll only take the service if I have my own manager delivering it. That seems to me to be economically strange. So anyway, I accept the fact that that's not your rules, but I'd like to know what the impact of those rules are. So thank you very much for offering to use them.
Chairperson.
I turn to Honorable Malinga now. Honorable Makaule.
I can corner.
I can call you the name.
I'm good, Wamina Jay. Thank you, Chair. I think we are going around in circles. You see, what Honorable Malem is reading on my chair is what is puzzling me today. That there are so many projects that the department has dealt with. We've never asked for scoring. And we are entertaining allegations that are not substantiated in the portfolio committee. I can't understand, Chair. I can't understand why they don't want triple BEE. I understand, but what are we dealing with? Tina, our duty as this committee is to hold the executive accountable on ensuring the safety and security of the energy in the country. And if they bring an opinion or a project that is towards securing the energy of the supply of energy in the country, today we're questioning them about scoring. I concur with Honorable Mashaule. If people want to know tender processes, they should go to SCOPA, not here. We're not a SCOPA committee team. Hi, Chairperson. Hi.
Chairperson.
Honorable Matale.
Chair, I'm going to to be forced to ask you this question. It's not out of disrespect. Do you want to continue with this in the way proceeding? You want to sit at Cambridge Walk at first, because I'm arguing one principle, Chair, that even if members who are raising these questions are correct, if you tackle them or attempt to tackle them now, you get to a point where you are not supposed to go. If anything happens wherever it's going to end up and they bring it back to the committee to have a view or mitigate on the dispute, if there is a dispute, for a lack of a better word. Do you think with what we are doing now, we will be able to be empowered to be a relevant body to intervene on the issue at this point, or at that point that it will come back to us if we tackle it now? My view remains the same, Chair, that we cannot adjudicate or play a role of adjudicating over a tender that has gone public. If there's a dispute, the immediate body now is not us, it's SCOPA. And if there's a dispute that may go to court, we may want to wait for the court to issue whatever order it may issue to us. I am not suggesting that let's neglect our responsibility to hold accountable the executive. But Chair, I don't know about you, but where I'm sitting, I don't know what is at play here. I have received a presentation from the department about 8 companies. I have been focusing on the 8 companies on how processes have unfolded, not the internal processes of the adjudication committee and so forth, but I have received a report. I don't know why this one company is discussed here. And I don't want to dismiss that there may have been something untoward if comrades or members have something to question. But I question the relevance of our body now as the committee to deal with this issue in the manner we want to deal with, where we bring scorecards, where we bring are we now holding accountable the executive, or there's something that some people know that we don't know. And unfortunately, it may seem that I am the one casting aspersions now, but I'm just puzzled in the manner in which we want to understand this one company. I don't even know what is the problem. If I could get some assistance on what is the problem with what is happening with what the department has said or has done, I would probably get into the debate, but I don't think it's at the level where it's for us in the manner in which we are handling it, Chair. Now, the question I asked before, do you want to continue with this, the manner in which we are continuing, or you want to take the advice of Honorable Volmaran, I would suggest that you take the suggestion by Honorable Volmaran. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson? Chairperson, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm focusing on the big picture too. I'm not focused on any one individual company, although I do have questions about some of the companies involved. But be that as it may, I'm focusing on the big picture here, and that is the process of awarding these bids. But I would like to put this on the table as a proposed way forward. I asked for an investigation into the bid process early on in this meeting. I asked that we investigate fully. I'd like to propose that that be put to the vote and that the vote be recorded.
I'm prepared for now, but I take your proposal and we'll deal with it. Honorable, there is a presentation by the party issue of what constitutes accountability. Accountability, amongst other issues, means that when we are given a report, that report that has always said the thing in the department, that report is prepared and under oath. Now, I think we must take the vote. But I wish one day we can have a discussion, because I will have someone who says, based on 1, 2, and 3 information, and what the department has said and has been unable to answer, I need this specific approach. Now, the department has answered, I think we must put that as a response. The department has responded in many of the issues. The second part, maybe for future reference, is to what extent can the committee, I'll have to go back, even if after we'll go back and read to what extent are the powers of the committee, especially in its interference, because at the core of a committee responsibility is compliance with policy. Number two, with regulations that include the risk. I would have thought members then to what extent were institutions like the Department of Public Enterprise part of this process, because at the end of the day, costs related to this will be bad by ESCOM, which to me, I would say is supposed to be applied. Now, when members narrow things down very quickly, take this Honorable Lorena. It's a matter that probably into for so many years has known it has. Let's accept it that we never agree on. When somebody says the DE and its cost, to me, it's a political statement. As far as I know, there is no policy that is anti. So I don't want to make as if the department has complied with, has made compliance with the DE, the policy on DE, and then that becomes an issue that we must come today and debate whether it is right or wrong. I know for a fact, also sitting here, that there has been a ruling. That ruling did not say you can't have, it says it cannot be used in order to discredit each other. Lastly, on this thing, this I think only is unfortunate that we take that vote on that. I think let's take it because of the proposal. Lastly, there has been, when that process, normally processes of public procurement or whatever, when they unfold, those who would have felt that that process has not been followed properly have been prejudiced. There is a recourse. I'm not sure whether that recourse involves the Committee of Parliament. Now, in this instance, we must also say now on record, there has been no report or anything that we have received contrary. I think the committee, with this questioning, even this, I know some members are frustrated with this exercise. That's a necessary exercise because we must make sure that the department responds and accounts on what we want to know and understand. I won't go whether we must be satisfied or not, that's another issue, but they must be able to come and account. Fortunately, I say this briefly, there was nowhere where we were compelled to bring this here, but it was necessary to bring it because it was made as an announcement and there were certain steps that were going ahead. So I think you have done very well, honorable members. You have put it. You only think that you don't agree on what needs to be the next step. Now, honorable Mylem says, let's put this to a vote. Is therefore moving that the national investigation. Wait, is there a second to watch honorable Mylem is saying?
Okay. Chair?
Yes, honorable Masao.
What exactly are we voting on, Chair? Because I think this would be unfair if not explained. What is it that we're voting for?
You say, based on what there is no satisfaction to how this process has gone, there is a suggestion that there must be an investigation on this matter.
So we are voting for an investigation?
Yes. Am I putting it correct, Honorable Mylem? Honorable Mylem?
Sorry, Chairperson. I'm struggling with the Zoom button today. Yes, you've captured it correctly. It's an investigation into the processes followed and the awarding of the bids in the Risk Mitigation Independent Power Producers Program.
Okay. Is there any seconder?
Yeah. So before we get into the issue of seconder, can we get in, because we have been raising our hands, myself, Honorable Walmarans, and at some time, Honorable Malinga. Because in my view is that there was a suggestion made by Honorable Walmarans, which was then seconded by Honorable Masaudi. But I did not hear you, Chair, entertaining such a suggestion, because I think, Chairperson, we're falling into a trap here. That there's an attempt by some members of this committee to problematize this process so that they cast aspersions on it in the media, because we have seen that the process has garnered a lot of media attention. And I said earlier, I don't think we're at the point in time where we ought to be entertaining things such as investigations. The department were in the committee last week to make a presentation. The department is here today. All the concerns, the misconceptions, the doubts that are there have not only been cleared by the department, they've even been cleared by Mr. Magoro, who's from the office of the IPP. So I thought that with that in mind, with the re-clarification, because the department clarified last week, they clarified issues again today. I thought that their argument to me suffices and holds the day. I don't think there's a need for us to have a vote on whether we accept to have an investigation or not. It can't be just that we put an issue, like, let's vote on this issue. We must be convinced. What is it that honorable members knows and we don't know that warrants calls for an investigation at this point in time? Because to me, there's no need for such things. The only thing I see here is a deliberate attempt to cast aspersions on the program so that we garner negative media attention on this program. That is an attempt by Honorable Mylem and his lieutenant. In
point
the
of order, Chairperson. Point of order.
Honorable Bola, please, no matter how emotional you are, let's respect each other as honorable members. But please, there is no left hand in the meeting. There is no left hand and in the meeting.
Chairperson, on a point of order?
I always tell you, honorable, like, can I deal with the point first, honorable Mylem? I don't like to check. Can you withdraw the part of a lieutenant, Honorable Kula?
I withdraw it, Chair, so that the meeting must progress.
Okay, now, Honorable Members, Honorable Kula, when I'm done, that's exactly what I was going to do. When I'm done, I was going to come back to Honorable Bulmaran to deal, if it was in the House, I would say it's a motion to say, because we are reaching, that was a proposal that we were not reaching what to say is a decision making point. It was still a discussion of the situation. And it was correct then to be supported. Now, Honorable Nailam, I even said I'm the chair, was saying now, no. We cannot continue anymore with this. We want an investigation. That's the point I was saying. I was then gonna allow members to put a counter. That counter, unfortunately, now would be like I'm closing you out, because that's exactly where you would be saying the reason you are saying this is because of one thing. That is allowed. Can I get, that's why I was asking, is there a second that the Honorable Milan, so that I go to step two, which now is exactly the counter to what that person.
I second, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Is there any objection or counter to that?
I object, Chairperson, to voting for something that I don't understand.
No, that's what they say. Can I give Honorable Kula? Honorable Bulmaran, sorry. Honorable Bulmaran. I don't know. Honorable Bulmaran.
Honorable Chair, I'm getting difficulty in hearing you. The long and short of my proposition earlier was in line with not going for a vote, not investigating, because we are dealing with minutes, we are dealing with explanations. The issues that were raised, which were seemed to be problematic in the former meeting, was about Mr. Mokwena. Clarified then, today there was another Mr. Mokwena, and which I thought was closing the matter. Now, there is no need for investigation into what, because we are receiving a report on everything that has happened, and we don't have anything to say there is a problem which needs to be investigated. So, the investigation and or the vote for the investigation should fall off. We should say whether we accept our minutes or not. And I think that is where we should end it. At the same time, if we try to get into investigations at this point, I think we are putting the cart before the horses. For me, what I see at face value what might be unbeknown to me is that we have a report here. We have asked the department to come up with explanations on different issues. Now, every time when they give us the information, we shift the goalposts. Now we want to find out what the score is. Apparently, if they can give us the score, we would want to find out who signed it off and so forth and so on. So I think we might be playing cat and mouse, and we should not go for a vote, and we must look at what we discussed and the report and the minutes, and which I at this point have to accept that we are satisfied with the explanation that we are getting. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable members, you are making the life, my life is going to be quite difficult. I will have to check maybe the advice of the staff. Whether you agree with what a member says or not, can you deny a member when he's requesting and is asking for a vote?
Chair, we are not denying the request. Sorry to come in. We are not denying the request. You have placed it to us whether the request is supported. There was a member who supported it, and you duly asked, is there an objection? And I objected.
No. In the submission that we made, there is, I think Honorable Bulmaran says we can't vote.
Where I have drawn your attention to that Honorable Bulmaran earlier on made a suggestion. It was not entertained. He's repeating it to say, this is a suggestion that I've made. What do you say about it? You are going back to entertaining the vote, which at that time, Honorable Volmarans raised an issue. You were supposed to entertain his view before the vote. And that's why we're saying we probably don't... Is there a problem there?
I'm listening.
Yeah, so I'm saying the view that you are entertaining now becomes secondary to what Honorable Volmarans had raised before, which we are saying, let's look into that issue before we even go to this issue of voting and all of that. Now, in your intervention now, you are going back to that vote without entertaining what Honorable Volmarans is saying, and we would want you to first entertain what Honorable Volmarans has put to the table so that we entertain it, and then we can vote whether we vote or not. Probably that's why we are objecting the process.
Chairperson? Wait, Honorable Malem. Honorable Volmarans made a proposal, and there was a seconder on that time. It was not a decision. Maybe let me explain that part. Honorable Mylam, in the proceedings of the meeting, brings in, I don't want to say whether it's a demand or a request for a vote, to say, whilst we are discussing, I even said I'm the chair, whilst we are discussing, he says, no, chair, we're asking for a vote. We want a vote. Honorable Volmaras didn't ask for a vote. Now the question then stands, somebody says, I don't go beyond here. I want a vote. You must go for a vote on this because we're asking for an investigation. Now the question is, do you start and then say, no, let's continue and debate when there is a request and a demand for a vote? That's why I said maybe the table staff can advise also, because any other thing now is no longer a meeting that is taking shape. That's why I said when I was giving any count, I said Honorable Kula, his point would have been then good to justify why is or against the investigation that is being suggested. That is the issue. Except if members still says no, let's put aside that vote. We want to continue and have a discussion on other suggestions.
Honorable Chair, can I ask?
Let me take Honorable Mylam first.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, in terms of standard practice, in terms of the rules of order, once a vote is called for and seconded, the role of the chairperson is then to ask for objections. If there are objections, the matter is then put to a vote. We don't have discussions about previous conversations and the like. So you are 100% correct in your interpretation. The matter has been called and it was duly seconded. You did call for objections. Now we need to vote. You can't now have another discussion about something that was discussed 15 minutes ago. We need to actually take a decision on this, one way or the other. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Matlaule, for the last time.
No, Chair, I don't think that's fair to say for the last time, because you may not be saying it to everybody.
No, but I'll have to make a decision. I'll have to make a decision, Honorable Matlaule, at the end as a chair.
As you please, Chair. Chair, because we seek clarity on what we will be voting for, and it doesn't make sense to say we can't go back and discuss it because we have seek clarity, and the discussions after that were on the basis of that we want to understand what we will be voting for. And Chair, we want to call for a vote of whether what Comrade Volmarans or Honorable Volmarans has suggested is acceptable or not. We are calling for a vote.
So you want let's deal with first motion. You want also to counter with a motion.
Chair, it would not be counter because the suggestion was made first, and we asked for clarity on what we would be voting for.
Chair?
We are
Honorable
saying,
myself, can I help Honorable Volmarans was making a point, and that point, like any other discussion, when it flows, I would say I agree with Honorable. But the moment Honorable Masaule says, I ask for a vote on the on what we're proposing. So if Honorable Volmarans had said in what he was proposing, he's asking for a vote on the matter, we wouldn't be talking about any other thing. We would have stuck then having to resolve the request for the vote and have to go to a vote and then have another matter.
Chair.
Maling.
I ask if Babzet, can we not be tricked into this issue of voting? Because I'm telling you, before the end of this meeting, it will be trending out there that the committee, the what component did not want. And why are we tricked into voting, into an investigation of issues that were raised in this committee when the department again explained them? Why are we being tricked here?
Honorable Malinga, with committee ask for a vote on any matter with section that says you shouldn't go ahead with it. Would give me as a chair, help me, how do we get out of that? Because the rules say every member, any member has got a right to ask for a vote on a matter.
Chairperson.
How do we get out of that? Yes, Honorable Masaule.
Chairperson. Maybe to like to make your life easy, let's go to a vote of whether we want an investigation or not, but we must come back to a vote that we are calling for now on what Honorable Volmarans has submitted.
No. You heard what I said. I said we'll not go for a counter. It means now vote whether on an investigation or not, because you objected to the need for a vote on an investigation. That's what I thought members would say. No. We must vote whether is there a need to vote for an investigation or not.
We are objecting to that.
You are objecting to the, so we must objecting to the need for a vote on this matter.
Almost to the need to vote.
Okay, is there any second?
Seconded, Chair.
I
okay.
Also second.
Now let's vote whether...
Seconded, Chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Wait. Those who say we must vote on the matter, can they raise their hands?
Chairperson, on a point of order.
Yeah.
Chairperson, you can't object to the need to a vote. The vote has been called. It's been placed on the table. They're now going to vote yes or no. They can't say, I object to the need to vote. The vote has been put on the table. You either vote yes or you vote no or you abstain. But you can't say, I object to the need to vote. That's out of order.
Okay.
Why are you pardon me, sir, my pub?
Wait. So you want... Honorable
You might have a point.
Chair, I think we are losing you at a critical moment. Can you start afresh?
Hold on. Let me use your, because fortunately it must know I'm not with you. I'm in my house. Let me use your gadget. So if it arrives as Mr. Mashaule, you must know it's me. Okay. I'm saying, Honorable Mashaule says, let's go for a vote, and then we must come back to this matter, including the proposal of Honorable Volmaran. I will request when you are done in phase one, to put what is your proposal, and if you want us to vote on that one, you also say let's vote on that one too. Those who support the investigation, can they raise their hands? We call for an investigation. I see it. Babukula, is your hand up?
No, it's not possible, sir.
Yeah, it was a reflection there as if his hand is up.
No, it's not possible.
Please, Honorable Member, check your hands when you speak. I see the hand of Honorable Lorema and Honorable Mylem. Those who say there is no need for an investigation on the matter, can they raise their hands? I feel the hand of Honorable Mashaule, Honorable Kola, Honorable Volmarans, Honorable Malinga. It means the vote is carried. I see. Who's in Zwane?
I think it's Mr. Nyonsa, Chair.
Okay. Now, can we go to Honorable Volmaran? Honorable Volmaran?
Chairperson?
Yes.
I'm here with you.
Your proposal?
Chair, my proposal, which I would like us now to vote on, is actually, one we have, it came out of the discussion. We have a report, we have minutes, we have explanations that were given to us. We had queries, we had Thabo Mokoena being put in there. We had a new thing that it is not the same Thabo Mokoena, it's a TG Mokoena. And all of these things we agree about because it is in a form of a report. Ours is to accept the minutes, we accept the discussion. At this stage, there's nothing to vote for or to investigate or to be thrown into an investigation, Chairperson. And that is what my suggestion was, and if possible, to vote on it now.
Any take, Honorable Members?
Seconded, Chair.
Okay. Any objection?
Yes, okay. Chair, we object.
Okay. Objection noted, Honorable Mylem. Can we then agree that DG? Are we still here?
Honorable Chair. Yes. Chair.
Point of order.
Yes.
When we subject something to a vote, you call for a vote and we second and there's an objection. We called for a vote. We want it to be recorded that so and so members voted for this and so and so members, like we did in the previous vote. Before you go to the DG.
No. Honorable Mashaule. I can't call for a vote from a chair.
Honorable Volmaran said it even with his mouth. He says he doesn't see a need for a vote on the matter. He's placing the matter in the manner that he's placed.
No, sir, you said, sir, I called for a vote. You said
wait, Honorable Mashal. We were doing it. That's why I went back to Honorable. Otherwise, we'll go back and check the record. Honorable Marans made the point, he then said he is placing this issue not for a vote. If I may not be putting him in verbatim. Two, you seconded. There was no vote called. On the matter now. Okay. Two, three, wait, can I explain please as a chair?
Yes, but I want to correct, because I think there's some misinterpretation, or you did not hear me correctly.
Yes.
When I was saying there was no need to vote, I was talking to the vote that was called by by Honorable Maile. And at the end of my sentence, I say, at this point, I would want that part that I was talking about to put it on a vote, which Honorable Mashaude supported, and which Honorable Nailem just objected to.
Let's hear it then, because for me, I didn't hear the part from you on the vote. I hear now what you say, but also it didn't stop any member. Honorable Nailem, for instance, could have said, I object and I'm asking for a vote also. Not necessarily the person. So that's why I looked at an objection. Then the objection would have been taken, considered, and the recommendation would stand. Now, I take the point, you say you were asking, you said you want to place the matter to a vote. Honorable Mashaule was seconding your statement, that is okay. I should not then have asked for an objection, by the way, if there was, I had heard that there is a request for a vote. Now, on what you say, how do you put it in summary? You say, with the information that the committee has, it is sufficient that it addresses most of the concerns that are there, and therefore, it is something that will continue to be seized with going forward. Is that what you say?
Honorable Chair, it captures the essence of what I said, Chair.
Okay. And you say, let's go for a vote. Those who support the vote that says more work has been done for now, and the department has clarified most of the issues, it will continue to be a task the committee seized with. Those who support that view, can they raise their hands? I see the hand of Honorable Mashaule, Honorable Volmarans, Honorable Malinga, Honorable Matokwe, Honorable Mzwandile, Honorable Kula. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. I hope I'm counting correctly. Six of us. Honorable. Why are you, Honorable Mashaule?
I raised my hand, and in your summary, it should be myself, Honorable Volmaran, Honorable Malinga, Honorable Kula, and then there's
Honorable Mzwanele's iPhone, and there's Honorable Mato.
Make the fifth one, and then the sixth one is Honorable Mato.
Yes.
So it's not five.
Okay, no, wait. Those who are against that that recommendation, there is no one who is against the recommendation.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Mailem.
My phone just struggles sometimes to get to raise my hand quick enough.
You are voting against. Is there any other hands?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay. The vote is carried on with 6-2. Thank you, honourable members. Been hard and hectic.
Very hard,
okay. Yeah. You have not made my work any more easier. But we accepted, we agreed. Ari, any matter now?
You indicated that you must quickly look at the program for next week.
The
program for next week.
Can you put it?
That's fine, Chair.
Chairperson.
Did we get any member who adopted for these minutes? Because after you read them, they were just discussing. You never read the adoption and the second.
Exactly my point.
The minutes were not adopted and seconded. After the minutes, you just went on discussions. So we have been adopted these minutes.
I was in a hurry. Is there any move of the minutes?
I move for the minutes to be adopted, Chair.
Any second,
I second, Chair. So I do not.
Oh, thank you very much. Ari, very quickly, we may not exhaust it. Honorable members, it's the program that in any way you were initially adopted. Maybe let me help you very quickly. One of the other issues now is that we are told that although is it official, not necessarily referred to the committee, there is a possibility of a bill, or there is a bill referred to parliament. It's still going through the processes. What is it, Ari?
It is the amendment bill here.
Yes. It has got a potential, as soon as it's referred to here, that we highly prioritize it as soon as it's here. So when we draw this program, we must note that it has got some serious implications on our program going forward. Continue, Ari.
Thank you, sir. So next week, just before that, the budget vote debate is taking place on the 18th of May at 2 o'clock today. So next week, the whole of next week, set aside for the department first and foremost on their APP and budget votes for 21-22, and then all the entities as well, Chair. So Tuesday, Wednesday, whole day from 9 to 5, as I say, the department on the first day, and then the entities to follow, up until Thursday the 6th, Chair. So that will give us time to prepare the budget report for the committee to consider and adopt, which we've scheduled for Friday the 14th. As I say, the budget vote debate is on Tuesday, 18 May at 2 o'clock. So previously with the program as agreed to, Chair, last term, the consideration and adoption was on the 18th. We can't consider and adopt on the day of the debate. So therefore, we moved it earlier to Friday the 14th, Chair. And then we continue with all the other items as agreed to last term, Chair, with regard to the committee program. So all of them stays the same. But just to reiterate what you were saying, Chair, once the legislation is formally referred to the committee, the program will change depending on when it will be formally referred to the committee, Chair. But otherwise, the program stays the same as agreed to by the committee, Chair. That's from my side, Chair.
Okay, any take, honorable members? Okay. I think it is agreed to.
And just on that, Chair, the APPs has been forwarded through to members as well in preparation for this meeting. The APPs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Mashaule.
Can I just ask on the bill that is coming to us, at what level is it coming to us so that we interact with it and pass it to the National Assembly to NCOP, or we're just being preliminary briefed by the department, or what? At what stage is it scheduled to come to us?
You are just being pinpointed there is a bill is still with the speaker, because it's tabled in parliament. You can see it has not yet been referred to the committee. So the procedure is that it will have to be referred to this committee, and as soon as it's referred to this committee, it will then say how is it tagged, and on the basis of that, we will have to put it in a high priority, which means there could be certain things that might be affected in terms of the program, or there could be more additions in the program itself. For now, it's not with us. It's still with the presiding officer. As soon as that process of referral has been done, it will be in your desk. We might be talking past now. We don't know. It may be here. It may be referred today. It might have been referred already, but we have not seen such a thing. I'm sure the committee staff would have said so. So when it is referred, it will be put into the committee for the committee's attention to then draw up how it is the approach. I've advised them, because it's there now. It's like something that you can see. You say there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's something you can see from the end of the tunnel. And that then they must prepare the approach and the process that will be coming to guide how the committee must tackle it as soon as it is here. I hope I'm answering you properly on that issue. It's not with us yet.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Once it will be in the APC, then it will be formally referred to. We're watching the ATC on a daily basis, Mr. Mashaule. So we'll know when it will be referred to, when it is referred to the committee.
Okay. Okay. Is there any other matter, Ari?
Chair, we just want you and the DG and Carmichael, the committee support, to stay behind this meeting, Chair. That's it.
Okay. Now I'm summoned into an administrative meeting. Can you borrow me your material? Concentrating about Mashaule, which means when someone has borrowed you his cow, you must always, whilst you milk, look around whether it's not coming to collect the cow. So can you borrow me? I don't want to hear your knock at my door coming. As soon as I'm done, I'll indicate, or I'll bring it to you. Honorable members, the meeting stand adjourned. You are all released, except the committee staff and the DG and Carmichael.
Don't leave the chair.
Bye, Stop.
Bye, Miss Boss and Mr. Kosse.
Bye, Mama Malinga.
Hey, Kula.
Ninjani.
Don't
die. It's good.
What is good?
Ah, get up, my boy. You are not.
Moza, Brian.
Can I just share the meeting here, too, please?
Can we please request the others to get out? Ms. Roselle Vensel, Mr. Justin Daniel, Mr. Thabo Ngwenya. Can you excuse us, please? Alan Carlson, Jean Productions.
There's Elsie and Guerrero.
Guerrero is from the DGs, is from the department. She can stay behind first.